Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Excuse me. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm just looking up on screen right now. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You'll find us there on social media platforms. If not, I'll paint the picture. I got pictures of kids. If you're wondering why Americans are confused, just look into the fountain of Hollywood and what it produces. Because Hollywood wouldn't be producing what they're producing unless somebody was watching it and paying for the garbage. And again, why are people confused? Daniel 9:7. It's a picture of the son of Megan Fox. The son of Megan Fox, who's dressed like a little girl. This is an abomination. This is child abuse, friends. Then we have a picture of the son of Gwen Stefani. I hope I'm saying that right. The son of Gwen Stefani is dressed up in a little ballerina skirt. Then we have the daughter of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, who looks like a boy. Then we have the son of Adelie. Is that her name? Forgive me if I'm wrong. I don't watch the filth. It just came across my social media platform. And, of course, they use these people as the influencers. And you can check that out on 1 Corinthians or 1 Kings 13, 33, and you'll understand. They're appointed to drop everything down, to aim for the floor rather than Jesus Christ, to aim at the devil and his minions rather than Jesus Christ, right? That's why they have the Hollywood Walk of Fame concerning all the stars, right, which is a mockery of Christ, by the way. But we have the son of Adelaide, who is dressed up as a little girl. And then we have the son of Charlize Theron. I hope I'm saying this right. It's a little boy dressed up in a purple little ballerina outfit, like a little girl would. Then we have the son of Naomi Watts, who looks like an absolute girl. And they're trying to make her look like a girl. Does everybody understand that this is an abomination? And again, Hollywood and all the cameras, hand in glove with corruption in government, are promoting the same agenda at the same time. This is going from the top to the bottom. And so what I suggest is that the American people look to the law, first in the Word of God, and then in the U.S. Constitution and their state statutes, and enforce it, because if the people were the law enforcing the statutes that are found in the books in every state in our union, none of this would be going on right now. And all of these individuals, such as Megan Fox, Gwen Stefani, Angelina Jolie, and Brad Pitt, and Naomi Watts, and Adelaide, and Charlize Theron, they'd all be in trouble right now for abusing their children. But this is what they're trying to normalize. I just wanted to share that with you really quick, because again, friends, some of the stuff that's going on here in this country is absolutely impermissible. It's unacceptable at every given step, but yet it's thrown right in our faces because the end aim is to attempt to normalize the crimes that are being committed against their children. Again, so, well, if they do it, I guess then we can do it, right? Well, that's what they want you to do. They want you to watch, and they want you to learn, and they want you to parrot and mimic what they're doing. Well, that's not what the Bible says. You're supposed to follow Christ, right? And the bottom line is we follow those that went before us in the faith, Hebrews 13:7. And it was Jesus that said, follow me. And he said, I am the light of the world. And he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. So we better get our eyes on the right object of our faith, friends, who is the author and the finisher, Hebrews 12:2. So, anyways, with that said, friends, it just popped up. Wanted to share it with you really quick. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Yesterday, really quick, I'm going to tee this up and we're going to hit this topic in just a little bit, but I want to go ahead and put a little salt on your tongue concerning some of the things that were going on there in Maui. Did you know, and I hope you're sitting down for this, because this is going to only add fuel to the fire of the righteously indignant concerning what did happen there in Maui. And it has all the earmarks of a red flag every step of the way, friends. And again, remember what Mengele said, the more we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. We're finding out that they're selling land in Maui. They're buying, foreigners are buying up this land, and all of a sudden this comes out of nowhere. The day before, there was a bunch of chemtrails, more than average, on that little island of Maui. Been there before, have the hat and the t-shirt, friends. I don't know why they'd be spraying over the top of Maui. It's such a small population anyways. But these are the things that they were doing. So let me just show you something really quick before our first hard break here, so you can see what in fact was going on. Remember how yesterday when we played the video for you, we found out that the residents were not able to help each other. They were taking aid from no outside sources. FEMA was sent in immediately to not only take control of the issue, but also as a part of a cover-up, friends. This is what the FBI does all day long. Just ask them and just study the facts and you'll know the difference for yourself, friends, because this has gone on over and over, decade after decade in this country, and we all the well know it. So let's quit playing the fools to these ill-designing men, okay? Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. Check this guy out, and we'll get to more of this, as I said, in just a little bit. Check this guy out, and listen to what he has to say concerning what, in fact, happened there in Maui. They shut the water off, so they couldn't put the fires out.
A tree fell over, hit the power lines, and that's what started the fire.
Russ, who lived in his home for 40 years, said he and neighbors fought all day to keep the fire from spreading.
We had a hard time holding it back, but we were winning the game. And then the water turned off. And then there wasn't anything we could do. Then the sparks were blowing up out of the gulch.
Why do you think that would happen, friends? And then the water was turned off. Why do you suppose the government would turn the water off? Because the worse it looks, the more they can show you, and then the more that they can come in, because the people are crying out for government to help them, to intervene, right? They want to show you destruction, because as they tear down, they want to rebuild. But pay attention to what's going on behind the scenes during that rebuilding, and pay attention as to who the foxes are in the chicken coops when these crimes are being committed against the people of this country. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I was just highlighting, if you just joined us now, in Maui, they shut the water off so the residents couldn't put the fires out. I'm not making it up. I'm really not. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Last night we were in Otsego, Minnesota. It was a fantastic time. Great people out there. It's really good to be in my own backyard rather than going out to everybody else's state, which I love to do that as well. The payday for me is not hiding behind the microphone or writing articles, playing the paper tiger. My payday is being out there with the people and leading the way as we follow the Christ. That's what we were doing in Otsego, Minnesota yesterday. And again, what a fantastic time. What a great group of people. And we got the invite back again. Folks, the history of this live ministry is when we come to your communities is I wish I would have brought more people. There's a different anointing when you're listening to us as over the airwaves as to being there with us. It's like, you know, if you're cold and you're looking on a screen and you see nothing but a flame, you're not going to warm yourself until you're actually in front of a real fireplace, right? That's kind of how I like to metaphorically explain to you what it's like when you're there. There's a power of the anointing that you cannot describe over the radio. And I'm not saying that the Lord doesn't use the anointing, Isaiah 10:27, over the airwaves. Absolutely he does. But there's a different anointing when the people are there. And again, we've been invited back, and so we'll be looking forward to doing that. But I just wanted to high-five them good people. We're actually going to be at the Minnesota State Fair this up-and-coming Saturday. We're setting up, and then we are going to roll over for a week, and then we go back out on the 24th of August until September 4th, and that will be 12 hours a day for 12 days. As a matter of fact, if you would like to know where we're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair, we'll be there from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day from August 24th to September 4th. We are at the east end on the bottom floor, third row in. Inside of the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair. So that's coming up, and then we got another date here in Minnesota on September 11th of all dates, and then we in October are going to be out in that of Arizona. We got three dates set up out there, and then I believe we got another one coming up in Arizona with that trip, and then we also got another potential and waiting for the confirmation on that, which will be in St. Louis, Missouri. So now's the time to book us, folks. We can always kind of squeeze you in if it's possible to do that. If you'd like to have us a part of what's going on in your community, it's always better sometimes having other people say it, and we're good for that. And that's what the Lord's anointed us to do, friends. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also want to let you know, if you want to call in on the show today, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, real quick, friends, we're going to be out on the East Coast, too. I forgot to insert this into the conversation. Hopefully in October, we're going to be going from Jamestown, Yorktown, and Williamsburg all the way up the coastline to the Boston area, and we're going to be doing some filming there. Hopefully we can get a documentary together so we can start doing some television here in Minnesota again, and then hopefully that will spread throughout the United States like the last documentary did, which is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As a matter of fact, my war was played on national television for 42 weeks in a row. That was awesome. It truly was. So that's up and coming. So let's get back to the show here. During the last segment, I was just highlighting, friends, a man in Maui who had said that when they were trying to put the fires out there in Maui, the water was shut off. And I started to talk about the video that I played yesterday concerning the issues in Maui. And I'm just going to go ahead and replay that because it's worth watching again, friends, because it has all the earmarks of corruption. Remember Adolf Hitler and dictators of the past and in the present. There's nothing new under the sun. 1:4 of Ecclesiastes, friends. 1:9 of Ecclesiastes. And there's nothing new under the sun. They're the ones that create the problem, create the crisis, and then they come in and play the problem solver. We've seen the exact same thing happening here in Maui. And one of my friends on social media platforms, as a matter of fact, just got done saying it's a September 11th. It is for them people right now. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. But let's just go ahead and play that off again, friends, and see exactly what's going on there in Maui, because there's some serious issues going on. And I don't think anybody can deny what is, in fact, happening. Just go ahead and pay attention, friends, to the details. It sounds like what we continuously are subjected to in this country over the last how many decades, friends, and enough.
Survivors of the Maui fire say that they received no warning and that the flames appeared so quickly that escape was difficult. Everything was suddenly in flames, and many found refuge in the ocean for hours while their homes burned to the ground and into the same powdery ash footprint we've seen in recent years. So far, it is estimated that nearly 1,000 people have died. Locals are worried this includes hundreds of children who were home due to school being canceled that day. Several people are reporting that the government is not only doing little to help, but they are blocking local efforts to do so and are not allowing local donations through, and that they are blocking life-saving medicine because it isn't federally approved.
Denying people access to bring in supplies, just supplies for people to live.
The government withholding every single one of our donations because we are not a part of FEMA and Red Cross. So none of this is eligible for giving out. Tell me why.
The people of Maui are on their own for now. And aside from the federal government's bureaucratic failure, they have good reason to be suspicious. Just like what we saw 5 years ago in Paradise, California, there was nothing normal about these fires.
That's right.
Within a day of burning, it was like a bomb went off.
When you see the full extent of the destruction of the lineup, it will shock you. It does appear like a bomb and fire went off, if I may. And all of those buildings virtually are going to have to be rebuilt. It will be a new Lahaina.
Local residents have been reporting
bright flashes of light. Lahaina.
One was captured by a home security camera that appears to have been the start of the Olinda fire. Many people are saying that it was directed energy weapons. We know that most major governments already have them. And during the California fires, online weather maps recorded what looks like a laser from above, striking an area just before it bursts into flames. In his research, Dennis Mills discovered that the incendiary aluminum and barium nanodust from chemtrails is most likely fueling the ferocity of today's so-called super wildfires.
Of course it is. It's creating drought.
And on the day before the Maui fires broke out, locals were reporting a heavy overcast from chemtrailing that they'd never seen before. It's also interesting to note that the Maui police chief was the incident commander for the Las Vegas mass shooting in 2017. Lahaina is considered to be a historic and sacred land. It was the capital of the Kingdom of Hawaii before it was taken by the United States. It's been occupied by Native Hawaiians ever since, who are defiantly opposed to the mainland outsiders who have been buying up land with no respect for local culture. Not just BlackRock and Vanguard, but billionaires like Mark Zuckerberg, who owns more land on Kauai than what the government of Kauai owns, and Oprah Winfrey, who has bought over 1,000 acres of land in Hawaii, including a new 870 acres in Maui she just bought this spring. In 2018, the Paradise wildfires broke out exactly where the United Nations have plans to somehow make off-limits to humans. And that same year, a report on wildfire prevention was published that was focused on the exact same areas in Maui where the fires just broke out.
All the historic downtown, all of it is demolished and all the houses gone. But those commercial big box stores are still there.
Yep. Hawaii Governor Josh Green has been putting the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda ahead of Hawaiian interests. Just weeks before the fire, he unveiled an emergency proclamation on housing that eliminates the traditional land use commission, allowing the government more leeway to build as they see fit, such as building 15-minute smart cities run by artificial intelligence.
That's happening in the inland as well.
Just like they've been planning to do in Hawaii for years.
At some point, I will make a major donation after all of the smoke and ashes have settled here and we figure out what the rebuilding is going to look like. This is going to be a long and difficult process. You're going to see a lot of Phoenix stories rising from the ashes here.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Okay. Great report, by the way, Greg. I thought that was fantastic. Folks, again, pay attention to the details here. All this stuff has happened before. It's all suspect. And pay attention to who's being thrown in to oversee the fox and the chicken coop, people that have been a part of other operations that have taken place in Nevada. We see this reoccurring thing, friends, and it's like we try to convince ourselves that what they're telling us is the truth when, in fact, there's no truth in them. And, folks, that's why I continuously reiterate the point and retort back to the point of they know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. But the fact of the matter is if you have a conversation with somebody, they'll all acknowledge that something's seriously wrong here. It's the same players. We got to wake up. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The Speaker of the House believes Congress will need to pass a short-term government funding bill to avoid a shutdown. NBC News reports sources said Kevin McCarthy told that to House Republicans during a conference call this week. Money is set to run out on September 30th, and Congress won't return until September, following a month-long August recess. A student is injured after a shooting at an Augusta, Georgia high school.
We're trying to prevent any further injuries or loss of life, and that's what happened to Sean here. We were reviewing that between him and another student that escalated to gunfire.
Richmond County Sheriff Richard Roundtree says the student is suffering from a gunshot wound to the finger, and police are still looking for the suspect. The Pacific Northwest is bracing for potentially record-breaking temperatures this week. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to show you some more things on social media platforms here, friends. What I want you to do is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, S-O-N-S. Okay. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Real quick, people are trying to, put together why the things that are taking place, why they're taking place. And it's the art of radio, friends, is saying the same things a different way. It truly is, because you say it so many different times in so many different ways. So let me just take it this way. I want you to listen carefully to this, okay? When I say they know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth, really what it comes down to is it's what the American people are feeding on. What's happening in your country, what happens in any country that's being overthrown, it always is premised on narrating deception to the people. But the people have to believe the lie. The American people believe the liars more than they believe those that tell the truth. That's a fact. When you go to the amplified version of Micah 6:16, okay, now I did a research on this today. Albert Barnes's commentary on Micah 6:16, and it's fascinating. It truly is, because when you read the Word of God, it's applicable to every area of our lives. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But if you go to Micah 6:16, listen carefully to what it said. For you have kept the statues of Omri. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to insert my commentary on top of this, okay? For you have kept the statues of Omri, the idolatrous king, okay? How many times have I called out the political language that's been made and created to make lies sound truthful? The mainstream media, the conservatives, the best that you have of the day, and what you have been led to believe that there's a left in this country, no such thing, but those that what you would believe concerning the left, for some reason or another, they have set themselves as the standard, and they are the ones to listen to. Now, the other day, I'd also shared with you that 90% of all the information that you're getting are from the six corporations under the umbrella and control of the CIA worldwide. That means they're controlling the narrative. That means they're driving the narrative. But instead of doing what the Lord tells the people to do, 86% of the people in this country, they continuously revert back to the words and counsels of the idolatrous king. It's the same thing happening here in America. They keep turning their televisions on. They keep listening to the lies. Yesterday when I was in Oswego, Minnesota, it was interesting. I asked the people the question, even concerning the best that you have in conservative media, which one of them ever drives the narrative of bringing about resolve in making reference to the law that condemns the crimes that they continuously magnify? Not one of them could say, I could recollect one of them doing that. Not a one. No. Their job is to serve their sponsors. Okay? Listen to me, friends. Their job is to serve their sponsors. That's why they're making millions of dollars a year after the ignorance of the people that continuously turn them on that actually believe that they're telling you the truth. Hey, folks, they're only going to give you the truth that they have gotten. In most cases, they don't have it. And if they do, folks, it's a little leaven that's leavening the whole lump by driving the narrative, dividing, conquer, and pitting people against each other. Mark 3:25. So let's go back to this again. Why are we in trouble today? Because of what you feed on. That's what. Because of what you feed on. When you go to Micah 6:16, for you have kept the statutes, not the law of God or the statutes of God. You make the commandments of God void by taking heed to the commandments of men. And you'll go no further. That is called the establishment. That is the establishment that you're all complaining about. You have an establishment first in the church and within the walls of government because you are taking heed to the commandments of man rather than the commandments of God. Period. Period. I go on. Micah 6:16. They listen to the corrupt king. In all the works of the wicked house dynasty of the corrupt king, and you walk, listen, he's speaking to the disobedient, and you walk in their counsels and in their policies. Well, let me put it in contrast. Into contrast concerning God's moral law. Which one are you obeying? Well, when you're in the position of falling to the judgments of God, that shows you right then and there the ones that you're obeying because it isn't the living God. Listen to the rest of this. And you walk in their counsels and their policies. You go along rather than confronting it and resisting it. Therefore, I shall hand you over for destruction and horror. That's through judgment. Okay? And your city's inhabitants for ridicule. And you shall bear the rebuke and scorn of my people. It gave you the answers that you're looking for right there. What are you feeding on? If you're not feeding on the bread of life, then you're feeding on the spirit of the world that the Lord commanded us to come out from among. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Matter of fact, if you're friends with the world, you're enemies with God. James 4:4. I mean, we're called to be set apart. We're called to be a consecrated people as unto the Lord. As to the Lord and whom He sends, they speak forth the word of the Lord. How many of you that call yourself Christians can't speak forth the word of the Lord, but you can speak forth all of the doctrines and statutes and counsels of the idolatrous king that the mainstream medias have put up in the United States of America? There's the problem. There's the problem right there. Guy said to me yesterday, he goes, I don't understand. He goes, this is how I feel and this is what I war with. And I could tell he was a succumber. And I said to him, I said, well, let me ask you something, sir. I said, what are you feeding on? And here's the analogy, and I love the analogy. It's a great one. There's two dogs in a ring. They're to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? I can tell you, the one that you feed the most. If you're feeding on the bread of life, you are going to overcome. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. 1 John 5, 2, 3, 4. We're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. If we're feeding on Him. Again, making the point of last night's event that we did in Otsego, Minnesota, you're succumbing because you don't even know the difference. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So much so, here, let me take it another step into the next topic so I can get through this content for the show today. You know what's interesting, friends, is back in 2012, after when I was in the middle of doing high school after high school across the country, to the equivalent of 365 of them, in not indoctrinating them, but teaching them, I wrote an article about the Islamic indoctrination taking place in public schools. Folks, that was 11 years ago. And only to prove it, folks, if you go to my name on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go back to the very beginning of all my articles and you tell me where we have missed it, where we have failed to be led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:14. Oh, my goodness. Here we go again. I warned in the light of a 9/11 attacks, and this is what I want you to hear, too. It's interesting, folks, that for 18 years we were told by the government and the corrupt and the mainstream media, hand in glove, once again, driving the narrative that the Muslims were responsible for the two towers falling. I am here to tell you, friends, does anybody believe that today? With a question mark. 18 years we were told who the problem was. And now 18 years later, right, up to this date that I'm talking about concerning the 18 years, now we're told that the Muslims have the right to do whatever they want to do, and the ACLU is right behind them making sure that they can do it. Don't forget that the ACLU profits from the likes of the Muslims too, because they're just as subversive as the Muslims are that mean to conquer America. It's a communist organization. Hey, folks, you call it whatever you want to call it, they all have the same father. And I'm talking about when it comes to the Muslims, those that mean to conquer. Going to the point that I warned in 2012 that they're teaching and indoctrinating in public schools in America the Muslim religion. And no joke. No joke. Nobody listened. Nobody listened. Nobody paid attention. No. Guess what? They are now. Matter of fact, what I warned of was this, that there was 500 historical errors in public school textbooks. I mean, folks, again, asking yourself the question, what kind of a fool would bring their kid to a school gate in America today to be raised up by their sworn enemies? You know, last night in Otsego, they were talking about how all the people went to the school board meeting. That's good. But I said, if you want to get to the point where you're tired of going to school board meetings, why don't you do yourself a favor and train up your own children and pull them from public schools, because the Lord didn't tell you to have somebody else raise them up. He told you to raise them up, Proverbs 22, verse 5. Isn't that what He did? Yes, He did. Verse 6, sorry. Yes, yes, that's what He said. Pull your kids. It's all over. Hey, folks, they don't have your kids. They don't have a future. Do you understand how this works? Quit complaining about what you're tolerating. Quit complaining about the fire that you keep adding wood to if you have your kids in public school. My goodness. 500 historical errors in public schools, and you're still dropping your kids off at public school? What is wrong with you? Listen to this. Teaching kids in public schools, learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name. Hey, folks, in public schools, listen carefully. Staging a jihad, war against non-Muslims. I'm not making it up. No, no joke. In America. But guess what? In America today, a school slams Islam down teens' throats, so mom slams something brutal down their throats too. Listen to what she does. She complains about what other grown-ups are teaching her kids. Can you make up what is happening in this country? They're not for them to raise up, lady. We're going to come right back to it. I'm going to show you the video. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so I want you to hear this because we're talking about Muslim indoctrination in America. I also want to go ahead and tee this up for this portion, the final segment of the show today, with something that John Wesley had said. And he had said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it, right, have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations, rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth, that the numberless cities are razed from the foundation and only their name remaining, that many countries which were once the garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. Such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of the destroyers of the humankind. Now, if you know anything about Thomas Jefferson, he did everything in his power to rid ourselves in this country of people that feed on the doctrine of devils. Okay, now what they're doing is the opposite. Folks, you do realize that politicians in America today are undoing everything that our forefathers established, right? Okay, that's the curse, not the blessing. Okay, so if you want to read that, Deuteronomy 28, starting verse 15, go to 63. That's the end. 68. Read those two scriptures, 63 and 68. Here we are. Somebody just said, we see that wherever a nation accepts Muslims, that's the end of that country.
Well, and keep in mind what goes before that country is destroyed. You ready for this? Abortion, sodomy. Those are the two last stages of any country right there. Abortion and sodomy. America has accepted both of them in rejecting the Lord and keeping his commandments and dealing with such that are being welcomed into this country today. So let's go back to this, friends. I want you to listen to this. A school slams Islam down teen's throat. So mom slams something brutal down their throat. See, Americans are just, they're appeased by the littlest of things. They're appeased by everything that stops short of judgment. How is that working out for you, America? I have no idea. It's not, is it? Nope. It's just inviting and breeding more of what you're trying to rid yourself of. That's what's happening here, okay? This is what the first line says, and then I'm going to play the video for you. The mother of a teenager in Tennessee is totally outraged about what her daughter's middle school is teaching students about religion, specifically Islamic garbage, it says. Wow. Yeah. I'm just going to let that sink in, folks. That's all I'm doing. I'm just taking my time. Let that sink in. Yeah. Yeah. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Who's he talking to? The parents of those children. Here, let me go ahead and do this. I want to see the Amplified, because the Amplified, folks, is absolutely awesome in its exposition of the shortest, friends, of the shortest of scriptures. So, what does it say? Train up a child in the way that he should go, and in keeping with his individual gift or bent, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Who is appointed to steward those children? God. Through the parents. Yeah, through the parents. Not the teachers, mind you. Not the teachers. No. This is where you're losing the game. I'm going to play this for you really quick, and I'm going to come back to a John Dumphy quote, if I can find it. It just came to my aid right now. But I want you to check this out. And this is this woman that's dropping her kids off for some other, what do I want to call them? Indoctrinator to do with her kids. Isn't that something? She loves her kids so much, she's dropping them off at the school gate to be raised up by her sworn enemies. Does that make sense? No, I didn't figure so.
Mother upset about the way Islam is taught in her child's school took our concerns to the Board of Education tonight. News Channel 11's Jordan Moore traveled to Blountville, where it was standing room only. She's here in our studio with reaction from parents and from school board members.
Josh, Michelle Edmiston was the only parent to speak tonight about how Islam is being taught in school. She pleaded with the board, asking for an immediate change.
Pleaded with the board. The board members that work for her. She's pleading with them to set the record straight. Please, I need you to do for me what I'm not willing to do for my own child. Please don't do that. I don't like that. Those that are being entrusted to raise up my child, they can do this, but they can't do that. Oh, okay. How backwards does it get, friends?
It is time as parents, teachers, and administrators, we stand up and take back our families, our schools, and our country.
Edmiston said her daughter just finished the Islam unit and felt some of the assignments went against her belief as a Christian. She said her daughter refused to complete some of the assignments regarding Islam because of those beliefs and as a result failed several of those assignments. Tonight she asked board members to change the curriculum.
I would like to see the Pearson book yanked from the school immediately. I would like to see parents.
And you know what's sick about all this, friends, is she actually thinks she's in control. Isn't that something? This is called usurping parental authority, and who's giving the bad guys that are usurping parental authority to do the things that they're doing? As I've said a million times, they're only getting away with whatever you're letting them get away with, and so they are.
Anyone that's anyone, stand up for this fight. How can I, as a Christian, say that I have these values and I want to instill these values in my daughter and then say, oh, no, it's okay, just go ahead and do it.
Board of Education members listened but said changing a textbook involves a process. They said the state of Tennessee.
Okay, so changing a textbook is a process. Was it a process to put in Muslim indoctrination into public schools in America? Was that a process? By the way, it's illegal. Where there's error in textbooks, you have a lawful right to demand that they remove them, and they have a certain amount of time to do so. And if they fail to do it, they can be fined on a daily basis. This is a fact. See, but again, if you keep people without understanding the law and the knowledge that brings about resolve through the enforcement of the law unto judgment, Isaiah 51 verse 4, they're going to remain doing this, pleading with the people that work for them. Have you ever seen an employer pleading with its employee? Is there anything so backwards in all of your life? Have you ever partaken with anything like that? It's sick. It's perverse. There's a massive distortion in all of that. It's called watching everything go upside down. It's called, scripturally in Isaiah 59, judgment being turned backwards. And this is what it is. This woman's giving her children over to the enemy, but she wants the enemy to do it the way that she wants them to do it.
Is currently reviewing the way social studies is taught.
It's not like we have the option to get rid of that book and get a book that don't have those standards. So then the question becomes...
Standards. Hey, but is this America? I just wanted to make sure this was America. Why don't you, Mr. Appeaser here, why don't you go over to a Muslim nation and begin to teach them what you lack, no doubt, in your profession, your Christian faith, and see how much of a process it's going to be for them to reject you and your doctrines. That is if they don't take your head off first.
Can we find a textbook that's that much different? And is it worth it?
One board member...
I mean, it's really just this sick how ignorant the people have become in this country. I mean, look at what's been going on over the last summer, over the last spring. Finding pornography in over 100 titles in elementary, middle school, and high school libraries across the country, and they have to go through a process. No, the process is law enforcement. Where is it at? Americans, you need justice. That's what you need. Let's watch the rest of this.
Mark Ierson did make a last-minute motion at the end of the meeting to remove the textbook, but Director of Schools Evelyn Rafalowski said there is a protocol to follow and no timeline was set on when they will take up that discussion again.
I wonder if it would have been the other way around, how long it would have taken. I guarantee you they would have said the book is going to be removed immediately. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Because it shows you who the American people fear and serve. And I can show you who you serve by who you fear. And it isn't the Lord, especially in situations like this. Those that have their kids in public school, I want you to hear this during the duration of the consummation of the end of the show here. Listen carefully. John Dunphy said this. He said, the Bible is no mere book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. Incredibly dangerous to who? To those that remain in their sin and lawlessness. I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. And it's not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, friends.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.